Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, and we're glad you're still tuning in to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. I'm glad you're still with us. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt. My co-host is Scott Dudley.
Ooh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. And this is Let's Talk About It. We're in our second week of our young women shows for the month of May, and we're talking about self-mutilation. And our guest today is Eva Lara. She's a psychiatric social worker, 7-year veteran of therapy in behavioral health. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, in the first part of the show, we kind of talked about what is self-mutilization and mutilation. And it's good. Boy, I want to say it that way, don't I? Let's change the word just for me.
Let's change it.
Okay.
And we talked about the definition, some of the demographics, and it's really an adolescent thing.
Yes.
Even with boys.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the types and signs and symptoms. What kind of things contribute to a person needing or wanting or maladaptively coping, I guess is the correct term, into a path of self-mutilation?
Number one, we talked about it in the first period, in the first blog. It's the inability to deal with strong emotions.
It's like the soda pop.
It's the soda pop, yes. You open it up and then
And that's something that comes from a lifetime of training. I mean, we're all going to experience strong emotions. Is that fair?
Well, yeah. I mean, we all experience strong emotions. Some people may run. Some people may talk to somebody else. Some people might, you know.
And those intensify in the teens, right? I mean, the teens are kind of a magnified.
I mean, because they're still young.
Very impulsive.
They're very impulsive. Their brains are still developing. If by any chance they unfortunately didn't have, you know, someone that will, you know, be supportive,
maybe
a model, maybe the
family
was very.
Hi, welcome to third grade. We're going to teach you how to handle strong emotions.
That's not
going to
happen.
No.
A lot of kids learn from what they see.
Correct.
So if they lack that.
Uh-huh.
And fortunately, to be a grown-up, I didn't have to pass a test on handling strong emotions.
On my emotions.
So there's a lot of contributing factors, right?
So it's a lot of contributing factors. So number one, inability to cope with your strong emotions. So again, they give this symbolism of what I feel inside, you know. I'm going to translate it to physical, and I can see it, and I can control it, and it's done and over, so now I can continue.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.